Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please?
97495.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Holly Thomas.
Okay, Ms. Thomas, I do see an order here in your name. Would you verify your mailing address, please?
5793 Northeast Stevens Street, number 35, P.O. Box 455, Winchester, Oregon, 97495.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so on this account, I see you had the tablet campaign. This account is already closed. It was closed just a minute ago. Well, closed this morning, actually.
Well,
it was, the account was canceled.
Okay, but how come I got charged $1 and then $7.95 for something that I canceled that had two different numbers on? I'm not sure how this happened.
Okay, so when you called this, when you called in to close out the account, you had placed this request, I think, on the 17th, on Thursday, and that was for the one entry for the tablet, and you paid the $7.95 shipping and handling. Well, not shipping and handling. You paid the $7.95 processing fee. Then you called in on the 19th, like early this morning, and canceled. So the $7.95 was the charge for the entry for the tablet. So you close the account so they won't charge you monthly. It's like a monthly drawing, a chance to win that tablet every month.
So I was paying $7.95 not for shipping, but for what exactly? Just the entry fee, because it looked like they sent one.
Well, no, it was it's an entry for you to take a chance on winning it.
Well, that seems ridiculous. I did not voluntarily. It said shipping and handling. I would like the $7.95 reversed, please.
Okay, well, I'll check with the supervisor to see what we can do for you. One moment.
Yeah, because it all looked like it was one and the same source, and it was very confusing. And I don't know how these things are coming into my phone, but it was touted as a Verizon U1 for being such a great customer, blah, blah, blah. Or I would not have kept it at all. So,
yes, ma'am. We don't see any of that. Yes, ma'am. We can only see the order. So we see that it was an order or request when you entered this contest on the 17th. And then, of course, a couple of days later, you called to try to make changes. But that has already been posted to the account. But let me check to see if there's anything we can do for you. One moment.
Appreciate it.
Yes,
Thank
ma'am.
You.
Okay, I'm back. My supervisor is saying that there's nothing we can do about that $7.95. That was for the entry, and we closed the account, so you won't be billed monthly for the entry.
Well, I did not sign up for that. It was told me it was shipping and handling. I'm not entering any sweepstakes. I know better than that. I live on $800 a month. There's no way I can afford this. I mean, it's capped my account, so it's getting the overdraft, so... I mean, I couldn't find a number for y'all until it posted into my account. It's in a pending status, and you could do a click of a button. I did not enter. I canceled that entry. My entry is invalid. I shouldn't be charged for that.
Okay. Well, it has gone through because this was done on the 17th, and today's the 19th.
Well, I know, and I tried getting a hold of y'all yesterday.
Okay, we're not billing, so the company did cancel the account like at 1 a.m. when you called in. But in regards to that charge, it had gone through on the Thursday the 17th.
Barely. I mean, it's just pending on my end still.
Okay. And we're not billing, so we can only see that it was charged with customer support.
Well, I need it reversed. I mean, I did not enter a sweepstakes. I was paying shipping and handling. It's a line of shit, and you know it. So just escalate this to a supervisor if you would please, because
okay.
I did
I will
not
go back. Yes, I've spoken with the supervisor once, but I will go back and let him know what you're saying. One moment.
Thank you.
Okay, my supervisor is saying that there's nothing we can do, ma'am. That charge is valid. We closed the account. That's all we can do at this point.
So if I had not closed the account, you could refund me?
No, ma'am. We could, no, because that charge has already gone through. So now the company would not charge you monthly. This was a monthly subscription. You were going to be taking a chance on this tablet every month for $7.95. But you've already had an opportunity for this month because the charge already went through. And they canceled the account, so you won't be charged in April and the remaining months.
And what were they charging me in April and the remaining months?
They were going to charge you $7.95 monthly for your chance to win the tablet.
Well, that is just retarded. I mean, it did not come off like that. It said you have won. Enter your information to pay for shipping and handling. It was a lie from the fucking pit, and you guys know it. You guys know it.
No, ma'am, I have no knowledge of that. This is, I only see the order. It's a valid order. I'm customer support, so I have limited access to what you saw.
Well, I'm telling you what, there will be an investigation on this through my bank.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support.